The action inside the Valiant Arena has ended for now. The fans have left the building and the lights have gone black. But the hatred continues to simmer inside the ASWF. For the next 2 hours, stay tuned to Michael, Commissioner Joey Britt, By God, Infamous Double J, and Bad Brad as ASWF Aftermath on Ring Revolution Radio begins now.
And we are live, ladies and gentlemen. Big show playing for you here as we get you ready for ASWF Against the World. Coming up this Saturday night, live from the Valiant Arena in Tuckerman, Arkansas. But before we get to that, big things on the horizon tonight. Uncle Filthy will debut Uncle Filthy's Neighborhood. As always, Uncle Filthy brings his special brand of entertainment to the airwaves here at ASWF Aftermath. But real quick, before we get to the meat and potatoes of what's going to happen this Saturday night at ASWF Against the World, we got it's just been brought to our attention here at Aftermath that Mike Anthony is going to call out Action Jackson this Saturday night at the Valiant Arena. So right there, I'm going to go ahead and pose to you the L&M Custom Auto Body question. What do you think about Mike Anthony? Pretty much it seems like he's blaming the loss of his ASWF championship on Action Jackson, John Allen, and it looks like they're headed for a colossal struggle this Saturday night. I want to bring on my guest tonight, Mr. Infamous One, Double J. Double J, how are you doing tonight?
Michael Garnahan, I'm doing real good tonight. I feel real good, and just want to let you know that if you ain't been watching, the destruction continues coming this Saturday night.
Well, that's kind of a little bit scary there. And, I mean, I assume you're alluding to your new acquisition in Mr. Pure Absolute Greatness, Mr. Boss. I mean, I tell you, I've never seen such a dominating force Boss is. So hats off to you for getting him in your that's quite a coup. But you want to talk about this Saturday night, Infamous One. You've got a TLC match with the former ASWF Tag Team Champions Lethal Injection coming up. Go ahead and let me know what the thought is right now in, I guess, the locker room, per se, of Full Throttle.
Okay, Michael, before we get to the bound of the, like you said, the meat and potatoes and all that and talking about Full Throttle, I do want to hint on that this ain't the same Absolute Greatness Boss that you've been seeing back in 2014. I have been meeting with this gentleman over and over and over, having meetings with him and watching him train in the gym this past week and the week before till he made a debut back in the ASWF. I'm telling you, Michael, this ain't the same man that you knew back in 2014. He has got a mindset. I don't care if it's all the way from Ricky Rowland to the commissioner. We don't care who it is. You're in our path, we're going to make a way. And what I'm saying is we're going to make a driveway straight through you. It doesn't matter who you are, MWA, I don't care who you are. You get in our way, and I'm telling you, you're going to pay the price. Because now since I got this, the biggest, he is the biggest superstar, and I'm calling him a superstar. This man can make millions and make money. I see dollar signs in Boss. I see absolutely, positively potential in this big man, and he's the absolute greatness in the indie circuit, the biggest superstar in the indie circuit right now. There's nobody bigger than him, nobody better than him, and there's nobody absolutely, positively going to stop us in the ASWF. He is the biggest man to step foot in the ASWF wrestling history. Through the history, Michael, you ain't been there very long, but I've been there to know there's been no superstar come in bigger than Boss. He is too big for the ASWF, and he's looking down, and he's seen the pictures of destruction behind him. That's what's going to happen at ASWF. Moving on, the Full Throttle event. Here we go. Here comes the boys. The boy toys is what we're going to call them. Yeah, I'm kind of marking Shawn Michaels kind of deal. Yeah, the little boy toys. Lethal Injection, trying to make their name in the independent circuit off of anybody and everybody. So they come down to the ASWF, and they gain access to the titles of the ASWF Championship. But who they lose them to? They lose them to the most dominant tag team in the Mid-South, Full Throttle. And now, and since old Mr. Britt want to push Double J against the wall, and yeah, kind of got me worried there, got me scared, but then I knew when I met with Full Throttle, it was business and nothing was going to be but nothing but business when we put Deadly Dale and Uncle Filthy with Uncle Chucky, whatever you want to call him, with his shoe, and we shut him up and we put him back at the end of the line. Everybody's like, Deadly Dale's going to get you, Double J. Well, I ain't done nothing to him. All my team's done is put him back at the end of the line. And then Lethal Injection comes down, as you see, Michael Garahan, comes down last 2 weeks ago and sticks her nose in the vent after the match is over and jumps them like cowards. Jumps Full Throttle from behind and absolutely jumped us from behind. How great can somebody be when you can't face somebody face to face? I call you a coward. I call everybody a coward. You jump anybody from behind, you have no, you know what, gahunas. But whatsoever, these boys are going to nothing but be, and you can mark my words, this Saturday night, Lethal Injection, I know you don't listen to the radio station, you think you're too good to do anything, but let me tell you, somebody's going to get word to you two punks. This Saturday night, you're going to be put in the ASWF library. You're going to be nothing but history. You understand? History. Done. You there, Michael?
Can you hear me?
Oh,
my mistake. A little bit of tough technical difficulties here working with a smaller board. Like I said, as I was alluding to before, I would be remiss to not throw it to our very own Mr. Bad Brad Hicks. Brad, how are you doing this evening?
What's going on, guys? Double J, the infamous one, well said, my brother, well said. I tell you something, I cannot wait till January 24th. I got word just about 20, 30 minutes ago, as you've said on the program, that Mike Anthony is calling out Action Jackson. And, you know, Michael, I hear you talk about all the time about how he thinks this and he thinks that. It's not a matter of Mike Anthony thinking anything. It's what Mike Anthony knows happened that night at New Year's Evil. And you know what? You can say turnabout's fair play and all this, that, and the other. Well, come Saturday, January 24th, at the Valiant Arena, conveniently located at 201 Highway 367 North in Tuckerman, Arkansas, with a bell time of 7 p.m. sharp, we're going to find out. Mike Anthony has something to say. And when the champion, the former champion, I guess you can say, has something to say, well, you know what? The independent world needs to listen, because Mike Anthony defended that belt with honor, valor, and everything in between. But I can't be on the radio long. I've had a recent loss in the family, but I did want to come on and say one thing, and that was that Mike Anthony, when he speaks, again, you should listen, and everyone be there this Saturday, because unfortunately I have to defend the fans of the ASWF. We are in the middle of a war, I guess you could say. I don't want to say invasion, because an invasion means someone's coming to take property that doesn't belong to them, and that's not what's going to happen. This is a war with a one-day battlefield. February 28th, the Misfit Wrestling Alliance will be sent back to Tennessee and wherever in the hell else they come from as they try to mess with the ASWF Warriors. It's not going to happen, but we do need the fans there, unfortunately, come Saturday and here on out to show your support for the ASWF. I mean, I can't wait for what's going to happen January 24th. I know that Mike Anthony looks to run wild over Action Jackson at some point. Will Action Jackson respond to the call? Who knows? If I was Action Jackson, I wouldn't, because Action Jackson knows that he's not in Mike Anthony's league, point blank, period. And as far as lethal injection goes, you know what? They may be the future of the ASWF, but right now it's not their time. Full Throttle will put them through a table, put them through a ladder, put them through a chair. Hell, they'll put them through the floor if they have to. The most dangerous tag team in the Mid-South will, again, once show you why they have gold around their waist. And as far as I'm hearing that a former Hall of Famer wants his international title back. So, you know, Excalibur, don't sleep too well these next coming days because, well, you got a Hall of Famer revving up the old hot rod, shall we say, and he's coming for you. So you better be careful. You really ought to be careful.
Hey,
well, definitely true there, Brad. Definitely true
hey,
on a lot of accounts there.
Hey, can you hear me?
As far as I can hear you, Double J.
I just want to say something, trying not to interrupt anything what you're fixing to say. Now, I understand that I want to send my condolences to Brad and his family at this time. It is understood that he actually did lose a family member. And, everybody, y'all do hard work and on this radio station and putting stuff out for the ASWF. But I do want to be personally on the personal level with my brother. I just want to tell him right here live, on anybody being, I don't care who it's in front of, I don't care if it's in two front people, I got his back from the day I hear, from day one to day we die. And I'm telling you, Brad, if you need anything, Double J's here. I'm sure ASWF and everybody sending their condolences to you. Me personally, I'm going to get on there and tell you, I respect you. I thank you for everything you've done. And if you need anything, brother, I'm here for you, and I send my condolences to you, my friend.
Well, I definitely want to second that, Brad. You're definitely in our thoughts. Here at ASWF Aftermath, one of our brothers is hurt, and we're all hurting, and we certainly wish you the best coming forward. But real quick, we got some callers lined up here on the board, and we're going to go to our first one. Caller, are you with us?
Yes.
Hello,
can you
who
hear
is
me?
This
is Violet.
I can hear
you.
Who is it? Hello,
this
Ms.
is Violet.
Violet. Are you?
Hello, can you hear me?
You do.
Hold on. Here. Hold on 1 second. Here's over the way, can hear him. Yeah, they're on. You're online.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, here.
Oh, here.
I'm putting my mom on. Hold on a second.
Hey guys, this is Agnes. I just want to tell you guys that I love all you guys at ASWF, and that my daughter Violet and her husband, new husband, David James, just got married Sunday, and they met at y'all's wrestling arena in Tuckerman. So thank you guys for having a wrestling arena there where my daughter could meet her man.
Hey, Michael, you still there? Hello? Michael? I don't know what's going on with Michael, and I'm on a remote location somewhere else. I'm not in the studio this week taking care of business with the boss. And if y'all could, people can still hear me. Michael, if you can still hear me, what's going on, we need to get on with the show. The fans are talking about, I guess, meeting their husbands at the wrestling arena, and thank you for having us at the having arena open so they can. I don't know about that, but anyways, I don't. As Double J stands as a character, the infamous one. Michael, you there?
I am here. Can you hear me, Double J?
Yeah, I couldn't hear you. I couldn't get you to talk or anything. I'm just have to, you know, carry this all by myself here. I didn't know what was going on, and people's going, "Oh my God, oh my God." They want to hear you squeaky squeak. But anyways, I don't know if you heard what was said. They said something about
Violet.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Double J.
Hey, I'm just saying that you didn't hear what the fans said. It said something about they met their husband at the wrestling show. Wanted to appreciate it.
Oh, wow. definitely an interesting call there from one of our loyal fans here at the ASWF. But we appreciate all of our fans in the that show up at the Valiant Arena in Tuckerman, Arkansas. And speaking of fans, we got another caller here online. Caller, are you with us? Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Who is this?
This is Sexy Rex.
Obviously, it's not Sexy Rex, but how can we help you tonight, Sexy Rex?
I just want to let you know that I feel bad for winning that goading ticket, because now I'm going to get my butt beat around the ASWF, and I don't know what caller you had on the line, but
I had to interact with some somehow because it's getting boring around here. I mean, Michael, we're having fun tonight. Everybody wants to call in. You know, last week, let's go ahead. If you got any more callers you need to take care of?
We do have one more caller left here on the board here, Double J.
All right, go ahead.
Let's go ahead and go with this caller. Caller, are you with us?
Hello?
You are live on ASWF Aftermath. Caller, what would you like to talk about?
I want to talk about Double J and Leap Full Throttle.
Okay, go ahead, caller.
I just want to say, I don't think you, Michael Carnahan, gives Double J and Bad Brad the respect they deserve. Bad Brad threw that table like a big man. He took it and he came back. Double J has tag team champions. He has boss. Before long, that corporation is going to have all the titles in the ASWF.
Well, I certainly would like to say that I give Double J all the respect in the world. He has assembled quite a formidable group. We appreciate you calling in, but he has assembled quite the formidable group. And Double J, right there, you said it. I mean, excuse me, you said that 2015
Michael,
would be...
Michael, you getting choked up on me? Yeah, you got to get choked up because you got to assemble the whole group. You know what? Like I always said, though, let the guys that make all this happen, let them speak it in stories in the ring. We got more to do tonight. It ain't all about Double J, caller. I appreciate it for putting it out there. But Michael's got a lot to do tonight. We need to move on from this and let him recap some more. It ain't all about Double J and everything that's going on. We got some more guys that need some little spotlight, too.
Yeah, we certainly do. And Mr. Brad certainly alluded to it, but the big story here is that Mike Anthony is about to call out this Saturday night, has made his intentions known that he's going to call out Action Jackson. Double J, you remember as well as I do, the end of the Fatal 4-Way at New Year's Evil, it ended with Action Jackson coming off with a blockbuster, setting up Insane Andrew for an Insane Frog Splash in midair, though. Seth Sabre capitalizing on a defenseless Insane Andrew, hits him with a Sabre Saw, and of course, the rest history. Seth Sabre, your new ASWF champion. But I posed the question, the L&M Custom Body Shop question of the week was, do you blame Action Jackson for the loss, for Mike Anthony's loss of his ASWF championship, as it seems Mike Anthony is blaming Action Jackson? What do you think, Double J?
I blame him. I do. I point all my fingers at Action Jackson. If it wasn't for him, you know, if he went in the matchup, Mike Anthony would have still been victorious. He would have won. He would walk out of the ASWF arena with the ASWF championship. Yes, I blame Action Jackson for everything that happened this 2 weeks ago with Mike Anthony. You know what, too? I know you don't know this, but these two have a history together, very, very long history together. I watched them when they first came into the ASWF and formed a team. Man, it was an awesome team watching them. I watched these two men grow in the independent circuit, and I'm talking about massive changes in their lives, massive ring skills these guys have really came up to be. and ASWF and other promotions as well. But if we're focused on ASWF, now these two are looking at each other from the other sides of the ring. Mike Anthony looking at Action Jackson. They both know each other from inside and out. There's nothing new between these two, and it's nothing but bad blood between them as well.
Well, I mean, as the old saying goes, good friends make better enemies, and that's what I have a feeling we're going to see with Action Jackson and Mike Anthony coming up here at Against the World this Saturday night when he calls him out. And I expect everything to explode. I expect the roof. I mean, we've talked about violent matchups and volatile situations in the ASWF before. But, I mean, Double J, this one surrounds the richest prize in the game, that ASWF championship. Mike Anthony has a lot of motivation to try to get some payback, I guess you could say, on Action Jackson.
Payback? Easy words. Going to get him, Mike Anthony's going to do it. I tell you what, Mike Anthony is going to make Action Jackson pay for his losses this past 2 weeks ago for the ASWF Championship. And he's going to put the boots and he's going to put the wrestling skills all together, and he's going to break Action Jackson. He's going to wish he never came back to even step foot against the former dominant champion that's going to be a champion again soon, and that's Mike Anthony.
Well, and see, that's another thing. This is an all-important situation. Mike Anthony is in a very important time in his career right now. Just now getting knocked off the top by Seth Sabre, he's kind of got to play it smart right now. If he can manage to go on and get his retribution against Action Jackson, do you believe that puts him in line for the rematch against Seth Sabre? And do you believe he deserves a one-on-one rematch for that ASWF championship?
I believe it's any clause in a contract when you win a title, and then you win this title, when you lose it, it's automatically, it's been it for years, that you get a rematch for your ASWF championship. Tag team championship, lethal injection. That's why I'm kind of changing the tune here. You know, everybody's already heard this. But I'm just trying to state a fact here. They required a rematch. And we're going to prove to them once and for all that the little boy, Brad, that faked the injury, we're going to re-injure something, yeah, for life. But another thing as well, though, back to Mike Anthony. Yes, he deserves a rematch to the ASWF Championship because that's just the right thing to do. And I think it'll be a great match between him and Seth Sabre one-on-one for the ASWF Championship. That's just my thing.
Well, and you got to think, moving forward, Brad said this earlier, the 28th of February, it's going to be the MWA versus the ASWF. If Mike Anthony gets his title shot 2 weeks from this Saturday, obviously he wants to take care of business with Action Jackson this Saturday night. He could catch Seth Sabre looking forward to Dale Tucker. That would be an interesting dynamic, so to speak. Do you think that he could catch the new ASWF champion, Seth Sabre, looking forward to his matchup with Mike Anthony and trying to defend the ASWF? Double J, are you still there? Well, I guess
I'm right,
we lost Double J.
I was having technical difficulties over trying to reach back at you. I only heard bits and pieces you was cutting out. What did you say again?
I said, obviously this Saturday, Mike Anthony has made his intentions well known that he is going after Action Jackson and making Action Jackson the target. But let's say he takes care of business this Saturday with Action Jackson. That might set him up for a rematch with Seth Sabre 2 weeks from this Saturday night. Do you think that he could possibly look forward and be, could he catch Seth Sabre looking forward at Dale Tucker on February 28th?
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. Yeah. I mean, Action Jackson is like a bridge. He's all about action, but there ain't no action when he gets in the ring. Let's put it that way, because Mike Anthony is the dominant, most dominant, well-known in ASWF history champion to ever step foot in ASWF at this granted time. Yes, you can say now, you can throw the ball back at me, hit me, whatever. Yes, Seth Sabre is now, he is the top dog of ASWF. And he will get through these battles and will go after the all darkness of Dale Tucker. It's coming in February the 28th. I heard what Dale had to say and give credit where credit's due. Yes, I represent ASWF. But I tell you what, everybody says they don't know this person, never heard of this person. You know what? Because you know what? Getting out there, getting your name out there, you got to be a somebody to know somebody. But I'm telling you, if you don't, like you said, you don't know Seth Sabre, then you better start watching videos, you better start training, and you better start looking, because it's all about him. And he will hit you with that Sabre saw like quicker than a blink of an eye. Dale Tucker, this ain't no Austin Lane match. This is going to be something better and probably the most pickiest of the best of the best of the best. And I'm telling you, I'm telling you, Dale, as a respectful individual that you are in the independent circuit, you want to come down and you want to take shots at the champion of the ASWF. He is the man on top of the food chain. You come in, you want to climb that mountain and try to take it. I can't wait to see it, because I'm telling you, my money's on Seth Sabre, point blank.
Well, that's definitely true, and it would be hard. You would be hard pressed to find somebody whose money isn't on Seth Sabre, the reigning, defending ASWF champion right now. And that's something we haven't really looked at. What is going to happen with Seth Sabre this Saturday night? I mean, this is a man who says it's all about him. Huh, are we going to see Seth Sabre come out and his agenda, number one on the agenda, be the post-match celebration, you know, the coronation, so to speak, of the man who says, in the era of the man who it's all about him? Is that what we can expect this Saturday night from Seth Sabre? I mean, you definitely can't say that Seth Sabre lacks any confidence.
Never, Michael, never. You know, just as I do, he's it's all about Seth, and he's going to be doing nothing but, I mean, whoever he's facing Saturday, and he's going to have also in the back, just like you would, like any other individual, you got to focus what's on in front of you, which you will. Seth is that damn good, and he's that focused. And he's going to be focused on what's going on this Saturday, but he's not going to keep out of the back of his head, because now he knows, because Pinky the Brain, I mean, excuse me, Jason the Brain, got on there and said, I'm going to have Dale Tucker face Seth Sabre and try to get that title. And we're going to close the doors. Many's came, many said, many's done. Like I said, I'm not changing my betting, because I'm not really a betting man in life. But if I had to be on it betting on my life, I'd put all my money on Seth Sabre retaining that ASWF championship and beating the hell out of Dale Tucker. And maybe, if he's lucky, since he's a commissioner, he wants to go down ringside and be down there and representing his boy. Maybe Seth Sabre will get his hands on Jason the Brain, or maybe he'll take Dale Tucker and shove him straight up, you know what, Jason the Brain's butt, and fold him up like a little plane, and zing, back to Tennessee you go.
I mean, I don't think we agree too much, but I tell you, I certainly enjoy that sight. I'd certainly enjoy to see the ASWF come in and sweep this action coming up February 28th. But before February 28th, there is one hurdle that the current ASWF champion, and actually the current ASWF international champion, has got to keep in the recesses of their mind. And you guys laugh every single time I bring this up, but that would be Sexy Rex with that golden ticket. I mean, like I said, you guys laugh every single time I bring it up, and here we go again. But,
I can't help myself, Michael. It's on the Timex alarm clock. When you bring up that name, it's like what I loved it. I got to go back to this. You got to realize, I loved it when Mike Anthony, and I stand behind Mike Anthony. Behind this, I will stand tall and proud. He delivered a straight message to Sexy Rex, and it was nothing but true right down the middle. He said, your prime has came and gone. And he stood up in front of him and looked that Hall of Famer in the face, and he said, this is my time. This is my ring. This is my year. Get the hell out of my ring and out of my arena. And if Brad could join me right now, he could hear me, whatever, he'd agree with me. Sexy Rex has about done the smartest thing in his ever career is tucked his tail and took his little goatee ticket and hopped on that little briefcase and galloping in the way in the dust, because I'm telling you, his time has came and gone. Nobody, yes, I got to put that out there too. As every Hall of Fame veteran out there has paved the way for guys like me, you, Michael, wrestlers that's coming up into this business, I respect them. I respect them 110%. But the thing is, his time has came and gone. As me as a manager looking in, he has proved and done everything in the past. It's over with. Give the golden ticket up. Just hand it to somebody, because it's not going to be able to do anything about. He can't do anything anymore. Somebody's going to beat the piss out of him and have to end his career forever.
Well, Double J, I mean, I hate that you're discounting the ASWF Hall of Famer in Sexy Rex, because just like Mike Anthony, Sexy Rex could come in out of nowhere, and he can come in out of nowhere and cash in and win that golden ticket or win that championship, whichever one he decides to go after. He can win that belt just on a whim, out of nowhere. He can strike at any time, and no matter what condition Sexy Rex is in, what have you, how old he is, how what have you, he can turn back the time and offset any advantage that these younger competitors may have just by striking at the opportune time. And Double J, real quick, I want to bring in, I mean, we don't have Bad Brad here tonight, but I did sign a guest host to come on and kind of keep you in line there, Double J, and it's Bad Brad's own friend. You know him pretty well, too. It's the Outlaw TJ Wells. He's going to be out for a little while, but his voice still works. Outlaw, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good, Brad. Michael, you got to bear with me. They've got me heavy medicated. My voice is kind of screwed up.
What'd you do, Outlaw? Did you get a concussion, too, because you can't remember names? Hey, Brad, how you doing? I mean, Michael, I've been laid up in this bed so long, looking like an old hairy bear.
That's all right. I can remember the Bob like you anytime.
Now listen to me, and I got to get this out there. Everybody's been on Facebook asking about this, and I've been supporting the question, and I've been pointing fingers, and everybody's agreed. Everybody's in the inboxing and saying, yeah, that's who blame. If it wasn't, and you said this 4 or 5 weeks ago, I can't get the exact date down, but you did say this, Outlaw, that when you was going into this match against Vic Vicious and that bull rope match, you said, if it was, and they was asking where the enforcer stand with you, you said, if it wasn't for this guy right here, give me all the knowledge he has helping me and get me through this. You know, I got the best manager in the business, and that's the enforcer. And I have agreed. I have said this to the enforcer himself. His prime as being a wrestler has came and gone, and we appreciate him. We appreciate everything he does. And don't let him split for a split minute. He can split a wig open in a heartbeat. That's true. But on a manager standpoint, you have to stand behind your client You have to make sure they're training hard. You have to make sure that you're there on the D-Day when the wrestling match happened. It didn't happen before he did it. He left you high and dry, Outlaw. He left you there by yourself while the greatest managers of many, Rotten Randy and the man of Big Vicious, tore you to pieces and shreds and left you there at ASWF. And nobody could help you or support more than anything than blaming the enforcer for all this cause and effect. It's all his fault. You know it. Michael knows it. Brad knows it. Even the commissioners even said, why didn't your man show up? Everybody in ASWF is blaming the enforcer. It's his fault for him, you being hurt and laid up. If it wasn't for him and he was there, you wouldn't be in the situation you're in now, brother. I'm just telling you.
Well, Double J, if you'll be quiet for a minute, first of all, I had that match won until they slid a chair in. I went for the finisher. I landed on the chair and knocked myself out. As far as it goes about the enforcer was on his way to the show when he got a call from two punks. One's the size of a Pillsbury nose boy, and the other one's got four eyes. And you think I know who you're talking about. You think you're slick, but we know y'all made the phone call. And y'all saw I was coming for it. We've traced back the number, and it comes back to your phone number.
Well, listen, calm down now. You're getting overside yourself. That didn't happen. You know, just calm down. You know, stuff like that didn't happen. He was not on the way to the show. He was on his way somewhere else. He didn't want to be a part of anything that you done anymore. He was talking bad about you, and I couldn't believe it after we seen that video and his rig. And that we seen that him talking bad about you and cussing and all that and saying you wasn't worthless piece of crap, and I couldn't believe it. So I was sitting here thinking, I can offer my services to help you, Outlaw. Since the enforcer left you high and dry, I thought I could do something to help you in this wrestling business. And you know, like you said, you want me to shove a little bit? You can point the finger at me and Bad Brad, but we know the truth. It was him.
Well, Double J, I find it kind of funny you talk about this video that you seen in his truck when ain't nobody else seen this video. You said you already knew he wasn't on his way to the show. Well, if you had nothing to do with it, how did you know where he was going?
Because we was waiting at the arena, and we kept looking at our watches like, well, where he's at, you know? Outlaws after fighting. I texted Bad Brad. I said, I can't believe this. This Hall of Famer, this legend, this hardcore legend, this toughness of him, and just building TJ up and helping him and pumping him up, just said, took a toothpick and said, I'm done. I just couldn't believe it. And now you're blaming us for it? I can't believe that. You know,
As far as the match goes, that was on me. Yeah, the enforcer wasn't there, but I'm the one that did not see the tear, and I dropped the ball. That is not his fault. That is my mistake, which is a mistake I rarely make, but I made it. Now, this whole enforcer not being there, this whole phone call that nobody knows who it was or claims not to know who it was that led him on this wild goose chase, it's being worked on right now to come to the end. The truth's going to come out about that, and it will be taken care of when it comes out.
Well, I hope y'all find the right people that done it, because, you know, Michael's bad about changing stuff up and everything all the time. He got me on a wild goose chase before the New Year's came in and got me all lost and messed up my cell phone cellular service. I had to get in touch with them, and that came back to Michael Carhen, all that technology he has over at his house. And I warned him I was going to sue him and all that. He'd apologize. He said it wouldn't have happened again. But anyways, Michael, what else we got on tonight's show?
Well, I mean, we definitely are looking forward in the next 20 minutes to the debut of a new segment here on ASWF Aftermath. You're close, very close personal friend, Double J. You know him very well based on 2 weeks ago. You got up close and personal with him. Uncle Filthy will be our guest here at the top of the hour for Uncle Filthy's
Jesus.
Neighborhood.
Oh, my God. I still, to this day, I'm just glad. I know. I don't care what he says on the radio, but he did get a bill, him and Deadly Dale, for, I mean, for him especially, for sticking that nasty, infested nasty, makes you a vomit. Oh, that nasty shoe. That trash compactor, piece of crap. I mean, oh, my God. I mean, going to the arena, I mean, being in the same breathing room or technology room with him and just absolutely smelling. You could, and when he opened his mouth, I mean, for him, he'd open his mouth, you could smell him walking in. You knew automatically it was him. But he'd call it the Uncle Filthy's Neighborhood. I thought, oh, he must be naming it after Mr. Rogers. Has he got kids over there? Hey, Shyster, you got any of the kids with the hot dog man? You piece of crap. Just like Deadly Dale and Uncle Filthy try to be and make a name off of Full Throttle and Double J, you go to the back of the line. Now, y'all give – who gave him a TV? Or who gave him – not TV, because he couldn't make a TV show. It could be Oscar the Grouch on Sesame Street. But anyways, who gave him radio time to make a show to do this? The commissioner and all them, the board members got this up and want to have a Uncle Filthy Neighborhood?
Actually, the ASWF board approached myself with the idea of Uncle Filthy's Neighborhood, and they made all the connections and drew up all the paperwork and got him signed on to do it, Double J. So that's, once again, this ASWF board that you don't seem to care for too much.
I'll tell you what, if I find out who the board was, I'd drill them in my fist myself. But, you know, since we got this war going on, we got to save that for best for the last. But anyways, I don't know. It's going to be interesting what he's going to have on the show tonight. That's just going to blow my mind, you know, just hearing this. And did you see Saturday he pulled out of his tights a rotten-looking bologna sandwich out and threw it? He was throwing that nasty shoe around, too.
Yeah, I definitely saw that. And they were en route to... they ended up losing that match, but they gave you an interesting contest here, and we're going to get into TLC a little bit later, but you got to wonder how much was taken out of Full Throttle going through such a devastating war with Full Throttle. But I want to ask you, and Outlaw, I know you know this, one of your close friends, Excalibur, captured the international title this past year. Or 2 weeks ago, rather, from this Saturday at New Year's Evil, Excalibur captured the international title in what was somewhat a surprise. Tell me, what is the feeling in the Excalibur camp? I mean, are you guys still celebrating about that?
Well, X winning the title, it was a long time coming. He deserves the title. He has done nothing but work his butt off for that company. Everything he's gotten, he has worked for. And as far as the celebration goes, well, with this being public radio, there's just some things you can't take.
I definitely understand that. Double J, let me ask you real quick. You're also in touch with the other side of this. Hot Rod John Ellison, he's not your stable of rock. But you do keep trying to understand with Hot Rod, what's Hot Rod's mood been like the past 2 weeks? And really, I mean, he only held the belt for, what was it, 2 weeks? Or just in between shows? Double J?
I said, you asking me about his Hot Rod and his championship reign?
Yeah, I said, I know you're very close. I know Hot Rod isn't in your stable of wrestlers, but I know you're very close with him. Tell me, what's his mood been like since, once again, losing the international championship?
Well, that's not it. It's getting real straight. I don't know everybody in ASWF. I know the history and the legacies of these guys that's been came and gone are still there. And the Hall of Famer himself, which is, I'm not acquainted with him very much. That'd be, I guess you would call his manager, Brittany, if that's what you want to say. That's her kind of laying of the field there. But anyways, as me looking right across the room here, thinking about Hot Rod, this man is not a quitter. This man will come back. Don't matter if he's got a broken arm, leg, toes, whatever. He is not going to quit until he proves a point. And he told me, I did mention this. I was passing by, quaintly, going through the locker room of our own room that we have at luxury at the ASWF. I was going through there, going to make my way to my personal vehicle, and I heard Hot Rod look at me and said, I'm going to hurt him. I'm here to make a point. I'm here to show what my name is. I said, Hot Rod, you know, I did say this to him. I said, you don't have nothing to prove anymore. You've proved it. You're a Hall of Famer. But he says, he told me he's going to show everybody. Nowadays ain't really about the belt, said. But he's going to go back and get that international title, and he's going to cripple it. This, what do you call him again? What did y'all call him? I forgot his name.
Excalibur?
Excalibur, yeah. Some guy, kid, that comes in and wins, saying it's his time, whatever. Hot Rod is going to be the man to come back and tread, and he's going to beat the piss out of Excalibur.
Well, I mean, if you want to look at it this way, Hot Rod does have a little bit of a argument here. He lost the ASWF International title in a unconventional type matchup. Tag team rules where the winner or the person who gained the pinfall would become, or in Hot Rod's case, would have retained the international title. The championship advantage. Let me just ask you, Double J, as the advocate of Full Throttle, would you allow Full Throttle to get into a situation like that with the tag team titles?
Look, it just depends what kind of situation you're talking about. If it's going to be a three-way or four-way or anything like that, and your champions don't have to get pinned, hell no, I'm not going to get alone and get involved, because that's just cheating us out of the titles. That's what something that you just get cheated out of. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're in the ring or not. If somebody else gets a pinfall on somebody, you're just a SOL. You ain't champs no more. Hell no, I'm not going to let them get in there. But another thing, before we go any farther, it's been on my mind, and I hate to try to change this up on you real quick. I want to, and I've never been on the same page with this gentleman. He is the sheriff in charge of the ASWF, and I want to everybody to know this is on a personal level. This is out of character, and I'm not in character anymore at this time. I just want to say that Joey, the commissioner of ASWF, he's in the hospital at this time. He's recovering from being sick. He has pneumonia. They do have a few concerns at the moment. Not sure how serious this is at this time. And I'm not too far from him at this time. If I need to be at his side or his family's side or anything like that. But they found, I'm assuming here I'm getting information that's coming in, 12 different pockets of pneumonia and maybe two large masses at the bottom of his lungs. He said, I guess they're saying here that I guess it's going in the morning. They're doing some lung flushes and some biopsies. And just want to have a few prayers for any chance y'all get out there to say a prayer for him tonight and from here on out. That commissioner, I know you probably ain't going to be able to listen. You're very sick. I'm sure you got fans and family that's listening. As bottom of my heart, out of character, not Double J, not the infamous one, myself personally, Gerald Jones, wants to say to you out there, Joey, I wish you the best. I'm not too far from you where you're at now. I will be at the hospital as soon as the wink of an eye. I'll be coming seeing you every day, probably this week, until we wish you on the road to recovery. And I hope Michael and everybody in ASWF and all the fans have respect for the commissioner, as he is this time. He is hospitalized, and he has 12 different pockets, like I said, a pneumonia and two large masses. We need to pray for him. And do not, at this time, please, be bombarding his Facebook or anything like that. Just I ask that as out of respect, not to go to his Facebook and do anything like that. Just speak me your thoughts. You can post it on your wall. I can't control anything anybody does. We're just asking for all respect. Please pray for Joey and keep in our thoughts and prayers. Thank you.
Well, we definitely, everybody here at the ASWF Aftermath family and whatnot, want to keep him in our thoughts and prayers. We love you, Joey, and we know you're going to be back before we know it. And we can't wait to see you walk back through those doors of the Valiant Arena. But coming up here, as we get close to the top of the hour, like I said, next hour we got Uncle Filthy's Neighborhood. We're going to talk some more about this TLC. But as we're getting up against it here, Outlaw, you heard the past couple of weeks when I bring up this name, Double J and Brad tend to laugh them off. The question I have for you is, Sexy Rex is the golden ticket winner, and he really is the golden ticket winner because you eliminated yourself. I mean, I guess we can't really say what would have happened when you two went at it head-to-head, but how, if you're Seth Sabre or you're Excalibur, how much of a challenge are you looking at with Sexy Rex, the ASWF Hall of Famer, holding that golden ticket briefcase?
Well, Michael, I'll put it to you like this. Sexy Rex is a Hall of Famer. He is a veteran. He's been doing this for years. And there is a lot of people that, like you said, laugh it off when it comes to Sexy Rex. But being the ticket holder, at any given time, it's been proven you can cash it in and get a title. If you play it right, it's a guaranteed belt. And he is a veteran. He knows the kinks of this business. So, in the eyes of all the title holders, I would be concerned about Sexy Rex, because he is wily and smart enough and has the knowledge of this business that he can guarantee himself a belt with that ticket if he plays it right.
Well, that's definitely true. And actually, Double J, I failed to mention one championship in the ASWF, and that is those ASWF Tag Team Championships, Double J. Sexy Rex can go find him a tag team partner, and let's say that that Full Throttle retains the tag team titles in this upcoming TLC match. Wouldn't that be prime position for Sexy Rex to come and cash in and get some gold around his waist? Double J?
Just give me a few minutes, okay?
Okay, I got you. Sounds like Double J is having a little bit of technical difficulties there. But like I said, I mean, you're looking at this TLC match this Saturday night, and Sexy Rex could be just waiting. He may already have a partner in mind to go and possibly take them tag team title belts out of the hands of Full Throttle. I mean, if you were him, Outlaw, would you go ahead and take advantage of the opportunity? Would this look like a prime opportunity after the TLC match to cash in?
Well, Michael, me, myself, I'm the kind of guy, you know, I look for a fight anyways. If the situation appears that it's easy to take, you have some people out there in the business, as it's been proven, that'll take the easy route. And, yeah, with the TLC match, both teams are going to be beaten down. They're going to put on one hell of a fight. So if he wanted to take the quick chance, yeah, this Saturday night would be a prime opportunity to cash in that golden ticket if he has a partner. As soon as the match over, bring the ref out, cash in, slide in, and hit him. before they even know what happened and be outside the ring holding straps. It can happen that quick. It's been proven it can happen that quick. And if Sexy Rex wants to, he knows how to play that, and yes, he could very popularly pull it off.
Who'd want to team up with Sexy Rex? Who would really want to team up with him? Come on.
Well,
I mean,
that's where it falls back to, that's a chance for a title. There's a lot of people that will team up with people they don't even like for a chance to hold a belt. And you know that as good as I do, Double J.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are looking for that gold, Double J, and this could be prime opportunity. Like I said, do you look at it as a threat? I mean, I know you laugh it off, but if Full Throttle is hurt after this TLC match coming up this Saturday, I've got to look at it from Sexy Rex's perspective. That's prime cashing in opportunity.
So you're saying when we prevail Saturday night, and we're beaten down, we're tired, my two guys are tired, Sexy Rex is going to have the kahunas to have somebody come running down there and cash in on them tag titles. That's what you're saying?
I mean, if I'm Sexy Rex, that could be the smart move.
You know what would be a smart move? I'll tell you what a smart move is. This is going to happen. Let's do it this way. Saturday night, when we retain the titles, I dare you, Sexy Rex, to come down there and try to cash in on the tag team titles. I dare him to. And when he tries to get the pinfall, I'm gonna tell you like it is. What happens when I get in the ring and hit him with a hit stick, and they ring the bell? Disqualification. Whoop, there went your golden ticket. We retained the belts. I'm not going to let it happen. I'm telling you, I worked my ass off. I have worked sweat, blood, and tears for Full Throttle. I have done nothing but help them, and they've done nothing but help me. And I have done nothing for my brothers, and we've stuck together. That's where they are right now, and they're going to stay that way. Anybody, Sexy Rex, you try it, and I swear to you, you better keep your eyes on the back of your head because I'll be jumping in that ring to save, make sure. Whoever tried to get that pinfall ain't going to get it. It's just my opinion. That's just how it's going to be. And that's how it plays out. That's how wrestling works. You try to get a title shot and cash it in, interfere, ring the bell. I mean, we're going to make sure they stay. That's my game plan. I'm not going to let my boys lose to some losers like that.
Well, let me ask you this, Double J. You preach and preach about how your team's so dominant. But it sounds like to me you're kind of scared and worried yourself there that this is possible. Otherwise, you wouldn't be threatening to jump in the ring and getting disqualified to keep the straps. Now, how dominant is your team?
Well, let's give you a scenario. You're beaten down, tired, just had a hell of a damn match out there. Would you want me to cash in on something on you, being as healthy as I am, never had a match all night long, just come out there trotting around? And you're just trying to pull yourself up, and I just kick a dog like you are down and just beat the hell out of you. That's a coward. That's why I told you earlier. I told everybody, that's a coward's way to do something. You know what? That's why I said I'd put my body and everything on the line for Full Throttle. I'll do anything like that to help out.
No, and, I kind of agree with you. Not to cut you off, I kind of agree with you about the way that works. But that's the whole purpose of the golden ticket, though.
You have a point there, TJ.
Well, you know, it's just like Outlaw, you're sticking your neck out on the line for this company. But once again, you leave your opinions, you know, your opinion leaves us hanging on absolute. I'm just reading it. Oh, man, Outlaw, your opinions and everything, you don't matter. I mean, anything scenario you're trying to do just doesn't matter on this radio show, anything in general. You know what I mean? You're out of the ASWF, you're good riddance, your opinion don't matter. What matters is that we're still in and we're still defending and we're going to keep the championship gold. I'm not worried about that old man. I'm not worried about the hat washed up has been. It's done and over with. I'm not going to speak on it anymore. People's tired of hearing me talk about it, but I am the infamous one. I am the greatest manager in the state of Arkansas. NWA. I don't care who you are. I don't care if it's Outlaw. I don't care if it's Enforcer. Enforcer's on the managing level. Brittany, you don't mean a pissing thing to me. I'm telling you, I am the best. But I'm just that damn good. I'm the only one in the state of Arkansas. Don't ever come over here and start anything. You know, we went, yeah, everybody's like, well, dang, where'd that come from? We came out of Braun Part 9. I just spit on my thoughts before we get, it's 9 o'clock. Oh, crap. Fuck. I mean, excuse me. Uncle Filthy's coming on. Everybody, turn your radio systems off. Turn your phones off. Nobody wants to hear this garbage that's coming out of his mouth. He's coming on now. I can smell him.
Well, that's exactly right, Double J. We're going to go to a quick commercial break here, heading into the 9 o'clock hour. You're listening to ASWF Aftermath. When we come back, it will be the debut of Uncle Filthy's Neighborhood.
Well, hi there. Have you been involved in an accident, or has your vehicle seen better days? Or are you just looking to put a custom touch on your vehicle? Then let the folks down at L&M Body Shop in Newport hook you up. With their actual Noble Mixing System, the guys at L&M Body Shop can color match any color. And the limited lifetime warranty on all their paintwork gives you the peace of mind that the job's done right. If you have an insurance claim, the folks at L&M Body Shop will welcome any and all and will waive your deductible. If you're looking for stereo equipment, well, hey, they got it down there. And they now carry 8, 4, and 0 gauge amp wiring kits. Along with this, they sell, buy, and trade stereo equipment. L&M Body will customize your ride, fix those dents and scratches, and detail your car inside and out. So come on down to 1619 Deal Street or give them a call at 870-664-6255. That's 870-664-6255. And let L&M Auto Body transform your ride into the vehicle of your dreams. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 3. Cruise on over to L&M Body for all your automotive needs.
You came to me.
The action in the ASWF has never been hotter, and the end is definitely not in sight. Join Michael Carnahan, the Commissioner Joey Britt, and the infamous one, Double J, every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, as they give you a backstage pass to everything that is the ASWF, only on Ring Revolution Radio.
I thought you could stay.
You're listening to Ring Revolution Radio, your home for the best action on the independent wrestling scene in the United States. Don't forget to be a part of the action. Dial in 347-838-8439. And if you can't catch one of our shows live, you can always go to iTunes and Stitcher and search out Ring Revolution Radio to find our latest episode and all of our archived content.
That's right. It's time for Uncle Filthy's Neighborhood. Uncle Filthy, how are you doing this evening?
Oh, get ready to go on. No, right now. No, get ready to go on the radio now. No, just
hello?
Shut up. You talk too much. Get out of here. Hello?
Hey, Uncle Filthy, how are you doing?
Hello, are you there? Hello?
I am here, Uncle Filthy. Are you there?
Oh, hey, you doing? Yeah, I'm here. Hold on. Get out of here. All right. Yeah, it's Uncle Filthy as your mother coming to you live from the corner of 73rd and Newton here in beautiful South Hoboken. Get off of me. I'm over here with Lenny the hot dog guy with the Kung Fu hot dog cart. We got Tori the crackhead. Get out of here. Put it on the stoop. I'll be over there in a minute. Anyway, so yeah, that's what we're doing now. This is Uncle Filthy's Neighborhood. Every week, they're going to let me, Uncle Filthy, talk to everybody. So it's kind of new. We didn't have much time to do anything. So what we're going to do here is like a little intro. And then next week,
you know, during the week, you send me some questions. You got any questions? Hey, we're going to set up a little email. The guy from Weezer, whoever, they'll set that up. And we're going to send some questions my way, and then I'll answer them. Next week, I'm going to have Deadly Dale on there, my partner in crime, the second member of the Subhuman Syndicate. And that's how we're going to do things. And we're going to, you know, we'll talk about wrestling. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Lenny, let me get a Ripper. Yeah, I got to put over Kung Fu Hot Dog right now. Lenny, he's got the best rippers on the south side of Hoboken. Hey, yeah, that's you. How you like your dog? I know I like mine Shaolin style. Deadly Dale likes his Wu-Tang style. It's all how you like your dog. So anyway, it's Uncle Filthy. You want to buy some T-shirts? You want to buy some T-shirts, some Uncle Filthy T-shirts? You go to ProWrestlingTees.com, / Uncle Filthy, hey? And anytime you buy a shirt, they actually send me a check. So you actually, you know, you're helping out the cause there. Let's see, same thing goes for Deadly Dale. You know, ProWrestlingTees.com, / Deadly Dale. And even though the guy's a mook, if there's any of the Baniacs out there, you want to get a fucking Io Bane shirt, he's got a store on there, too. Pro Wrestling Tees, back in the basement, you're going to be. Anyway, yeah, I'll put you over at the bank. It's the only time it's ever going to happen. Anyway, so we're out here, 73rd Newton. It's a beautiful, brisk night. I'm on the only payphone left in the United States, I think. I've lived here, let's see, I've been here for 32 years at this spot. Same stoop, sitting on the same stoop, corner 73rd Newton. And this payphone's been here since I was knee-high to a freaking grasshopper. I tell you that. Lenny's dad used to own the hot dog cart. Lenny took it over. His family around here. That's why I like it. Everybody's like, Uncle Filthy, you from Hoboken. What you doing down there in Arkansas? Everybody's giving me shit because I go to Arkansas. I got family in Arkansas. I've had family down there ever since I was knee-high to a freaking frog, you know. So I used to make summer trips down there because the weather, the weather's really nice, and I like beating up on rednecks, you know, and I like kicking the shit out of rednecks. That's one of my favorite things to do. So I go down to Arkansas from time to time, and it's funny because, I was 13 years old, go down to Arkansas, stay with my grandma, right? And I'm down there, I was like, there's nothing to do. You know, there's nothing friggin' to do. None to do. Little kid, freaking Arkansas. You know, everybody thinks I'm a freaking alien. They don't even understand what I'm talking to them, man. You know, I say to them, where's your cat? You know, where's your cat? They're like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Fucking, so anyway, long story short, I go to the movie theater. Little kid, go to the movie theater. I go see Driving Miss Daisy. Swear to God. Go to see Driving Miss Daisy. I mean, back then you just go because you were going. I was going to see the freaking movie. I was going to smoke a little Rick for, you know, finger banks and bullets. Whatever. You're a kid. That's what you do. You go to theater, you know, whatever. So we go there, and I'm sitting. I go out back, and I'm puffing on a Marlboro Red. And I'm sitting there, and I hear this kid over there. He's like, yeah, that sucks. Nah, you suck. Yeah, that sucks. Yeah, it sucks. So I walk over to this guy, and I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, who are you? You know, what are you so angry about here? And lo and behold, the kid tells me, go fuck myself. You know, I say, whoa, buddy. Turns out, 23 years later, come to find out that kid, little smart-ass kid, Deadly Dale. Hey, we knew each other when we were kids, didn't even know it. And, that's, you know, that's a little background on me and Deadly. I met him, you know, we were kids, and then as I come back to Arkansas, we kind of hang out together. So we've known each other for years. But I don't even know who I'm talking to here. I don't know if there's anybody listening. I don't know. Anyway, you want to get a hold of Uncle Filthy, you go on Twitter. I don't do Facebook. Twitter, it's just enough to stomach, okay? 143 characters, 146. I don't want to know your whole life story while you're taking a dump every morning. I can barely stomach Twitter, but I'll get on there. You want to go to Twitter? You go to @RealUncleFilthy, and you add me, right? And I'll talk to you. I talk to everybody. The other day, last week, I stayed down in Arkansas. I took the week off. It was my birthday. swear to God, two times, two different stores, I'm in there grocery shopping, and these freaking kids walk up to me, and they're like, this one kid, swear to God, he goes, Uncle Filthy, just don't destroy the pizza aisle. And I started cracking up, so I took pictures with him, so I'm building up a little fan base down there. But anyway, you go to freaking Twitter, and you add Real Uncle Filthy, all that crap, add me, add Deadly Dale, let's see, add Deadly Dale, freaking Twitter, my man Derek For Real, give him a shout out. You go Derek, you know how to spell Derek, the number four, and then Real, like a freaking movie reel, R-double-E-L, that's Derek For Real, the coolest cat you'll ever know. Anyway, check out the Hooligans, they're the JCW Tag Champs, the greatest freaking tag team that there is, I don't care, at Bearded Bullies. Check them out. Check out the Viking War Party. Check them out. Same thing. Check out all the ASWF guys. I don't know too many of them. There's a lot of talent back there. There's a lot of mooks. If you're sitting there thinking, Uncle Filthy said there's a lot of mooks. Is he calling me a mook? Well, you're a mook. But I also said there's a lot of talent back there, right? So if you're sitting there, oh, Uncle Filthy said there's a lot of talent. I must be talented. No, you're a mook. Hey? Your head's too big. Get your head out of the sky, fellas. Anyway, all the guys down there, good. They're all good. I like ASWF. I love the radio show. All the guys in the back are nice to me. They're polite. Even the ones I got to kick the crap out of. Sometimes I can still have a laugh with them, you know. It doesn't matter to me. I hold no grudges. I'm there to get paid and get laid. That's for me and Deadly Dale, hey, with the Subhuman Syndicate. The guy from Weezer, I'm going to shoot it back to you. I know this episode was a little sketchy. It wasn't too funny, but we'll get rolling next week. I'm going to have guests on the show. We're going to answer questions. So I'm going to get out of here. My time on this payphone's running out from the corner of 73rd and Newton. This is Uncle Filthy signing off.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
That was God, Uncle Filthy.
Man, Michael Weezer. I mean, Michael, you're the guy from Weezer. I'm just glad he's off the freaking radio because he gets on my freaking nerves. I mean, talking all that garbage and talking about hot dogs and stick, I mean, on the stove or something, but he called you. He said, you're the guy from, shooting it back to the guy from Weezer. And he's talking about, you know what, I don't know what that word, well, you know, who cares what it means. They're nothing but they can look in the mirror every morning knowing they're losers. L-O-S-E-R from the mooks themselves call them the losers. And that's nothing but Deadly Dale and Uncle Filthy, unfortunately. And then just touch on this a little basis, you know. The enforcer kept saying on the radio 2 weeks ago, I better not interfere in the little pity old match that they had against my guys. Something that TJ still, to this day, will never learn why that you got to have a manager that's a no-show and never helps you out. See, I was just going up there to tell Uncle Filthy that he shouldn't have the shoe in the match. It shouldn't be 3-2. That's unfair. And see, that big, tall, mechanic-looking, organic piece of crap from 73rd and 62 Street from Miracle 34th Street, who cares what kind of crap he's on? He stuck that nasty piece of crap shoe that he probably wore when back in his childhood days and probably had it, no, who knows God where, absolutely stuck it to my face. But you know what? I might have suffered all the consequences, but in the end, when the bell was rung, who walked out on top? They took his distraction off of me, and I was trying to help Uncle Filthy. I was not trying to interfere. That's what the enforcer didn't understand. I was trying to tell Uncle Filthy to get that shoe out of the ring. I've had enough because the referee wouldn't do his job. Before Full Throttle came out on top, got the 1-2-3. And then, just top it off and touch on this. I don't know how far we go with this, but it was made that if I win or lose, let's put this, if I lose in February when the award ceremony goes out to the best manager of the year, the most hated, the, you know, blah, blah, blah wrestler, female wrestler. He said if he wins, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Weezer, I mean, Michael,
me and Brad has to eat dog food.
I think that's the bet.
But if I win, that means the old enforcer himself and you have to sit in that chair, and we go get a king size full, a big can, giant king size can of dog food, and spoon feed you. We ain't gonna shove it in your face. We're gonna make you eat every freaking drop of it. And on top of that, if we win, if me and Brad win, and when I win this award, and by God, I'm going to have to try to win this award because I'm not eating dog food. You understand me? If I win, you're going to eat dog food, and also I got you a special surprise after you eat that dog food. You got me?
Level J.
I'm not
Level
a big fan of your surprises.
I got two questions for you, Level J. Well, actually, one's a statement, one's a question. You're talking about eating this dog food. There's one thing you don't understand about the enforcer. I went to bars. I've hung with the enforcer for years. I've seen the man eat a lot worse than dog food. He sets you up, and you just don't realize it. And second of all, you keep complaining about this shoe. It sounds like you're scared of a sneaker. And which, from what I've heard from some of the guys in the back, it kind of smells like the ones you got on when you take the shoes off. So I figured you'd kind of be used to it myself. But that's beside the point. What's the big deal about the shoe?
Say that again about the shoe again. You kind of broke up. You kind of like you're choking on something.
I said, you're so worried about this shoe, filthy ass. It seems like you're scared of a tennis shoe. From what some of the guys in the back have stated, it smells similar to the ones you're wearing when you pull your shoes off in the locker room. I kind of figured you'd be used to something like that myself. But that's beside the point. The point is, why are you so terrified of a shoe?
I ain't nobody terrified of anything. It's just that it was the nastiest thing to ever be put in somebody's face of a human being, to be put in your face about me. That'd be like putting you in a ring with Rikishi, and he puts you in a corner and puts that big stink face in your face. And you're not going to be saying you're not a foot hogger. You're nothing but an ass anyway, so I don't know why you would know anything about that.
Well, I take that as a compliment coming from a pile of crap beside as you are.
Well, you need to rest up real good because we're glad you're gone. And, you know, you'll see the truth. You'll see the truth in your point. Say, well, damn, Double J and Bad Brad was always right. I got a knife in my back, and it's got written on it, the enforcer stick, stove up straight up your butt.
To this between the enforcer and me and all that. You can try to convince there's something there. Whatever, man. The enforcer does what the enforcer does. I do what I do. When it comes time to take names and whoop ass, we take care of business. Other than that, okay, there was a situation at the show. Yeah, I dropped the ball. Yeah, he didn't show up.
I heard you don't always just drop the ball just at the show. It's everywhere else, too. But anyway, he wouldn't care about your little situation. You're laid up, so shut up. And I'm the man talking now. I'm going to tell you something.
You're the man talking now. You want to talk about dropping stuff? How long time my text, you had to get yours back from Brad.
Oh, Bama's jokes, huh? The thing is, Weezer's in the middle of all this. He's like, we got a show to do, guys. We got a show to do. Uncle Filthy the Mook himself is on the board here. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we got to line them up. Thing is, we all are in this little thing we was talking about. I guarantee it. I hope that you're sitting there and you got your little monitors focused into that satellite when you're laying into that bed when it rolls around in February and them awards are going to be winning. And then I swear to you, you're going to enjoy me feeding you're feeding the manager, enforcer, dog food. And I swear to God, we're going to shut two cans up Michael's face. And he's going to be looking like a damn, what do you call them, a hamster full of nuts in his mouth, but there he is.
Like I tried to tell you, Double J, feeding the enforcer dog food, that ain't nothing, man. Matter of fact, that's kind of a gourmet meal to him in a way.
See, y'all guys, you know, punks like you. Yeah, that's what I called you, a punk, TJ. That's what you are. That's why you laid up in bed, because you know what? The man himself put you there, Big Vicious. Y'all people overlook guys like me, the managers that build these superstars, unlike yourself. If you would see the light and see what's going on and say, man, I wish I could be a star just like Full Throttle. Man, I wish I can. I only pick a few guys. You know what? You wouldn't be on my list at all. It'd be like, well, what the hell? Who's this guy? I don't got him on my list.
First of all, you ain't got enough money to get me on your list in the first place. And second of all, y'all are superstars. Oh, yeah. You're big and bad because you had Boston Full Throttle. You holler, you made them. Well, if my correction stands right, them boys' names were already out there. From what I look at it, you're riding their coattails the same.
Well, if you just listen to my song, you're riding my coattails, so why don't you scratch my back and shut the, you know what, and you don't talk to me that way. I do worse than what Big Vicious did. You know what? I should tell Big Vicious where you're at and just let him come maul you in your bedroom, the coward that you are, and sit there behind the phone talking to me and disrespect me. You ever come back to the Valley Arena, I swear to God, you will never come back again. Because, you know what? Apparently, he didn't shut your mouth up.
Boy, somebody's panties up the crack of their butt, ain't they, Michael?
Definitely sounds like it. I mean, I think Double J's a little bit scared. I mean, he's got a lot more to worry about than you, and he's got a lot more to worry about than 2 weeks from this Saturday night at Going for Gold. He's got to worry about this Saturday night at ASWF Against the World. He's got to worry about TLC. Double J, what you got to say about that?
I ain't got nothing to worry about. You think I got something to worry about? I ain't got nothing to worry about. I already know what's going to happen this Saturday night. And since his fingers are too broken or he's too crippled up in that bed, apparently he doesn't know that he's like, them guys, he's been out too long. You know what? It looks like you've been out too long. And you know what? You're going to be out even longer. You keep running that trap of yours, Mr. Wells. And maybe you need to have somebody get some pins and open up them little eyes, these little beady eyes of yours, and get it focused on the infamous one's page. Anybody, including your crippled up self, oh, outlaw, give me two shots. It won't be two shots. It'll be five. I guarantee it. Five. And I tell you what, you keep running your mouth, you're just going to be like everybody. Just watch this Saturday night. That's all I'm going to say. You just keep your eyes this Saturday night. 7 o'clock, Mr. Wells. Get your DirecTV, whatever satellite dish you got over there, that piece of crank up, whatever you got, and crank it up and go watch ASWF Against the World, and you're going to see something different. And you're going to go, some words you can't say on the radio, you're going to scream at the top of your lungs, I'm not going to mess with the infamous one anymore.
I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to let it be for you to have a stroke over at Double J. Whatever your page says, fine. Whatever you want to say, fine. But there's one thing you have to understand about being an outlaw. It don't matter who it is. It don't matter if we win or lose. We don't run and we don't back down from the fight. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Now, Michael, if you want to continue on with the show, more than welcome to, before Double J has a stroke over here, because I think his cholesterol is about to get a little too high on him.
Definitely could be. But getting into this, Double J, TLC this Saturday night, I mean, this is a little bit of uncharted water, and it definitely favors the smaller, lighter challengers, because you're going to have to climb a ladder with some sort of, with a lot of speed, and grab tag team title belts with your opponents incapacitated. Now, I mean, I'll definitely give it to Full Throttle. They will be the ones that have the advantage on the incapacitating, but they still got to climb up the ladder, Double J.
Climb up the ladder. We'll use the ladder. Beat them with the chairs. We'll throw them through the tables. We're going to use them all. That's our play toys. That's our backyard. You want to play anything, no matter if you want to put up a steel cage and lock them in, put a top on it, that's your death wish. Because this Saturday night, TLC match, my guys are ready more than ever, and they're ready to prove once again, and they're going to fold these little boys up. Yeah, little boys. They are claiming they're the future of the ASWF. They're going to be the past this Saturday night, I grant you. Because when they fold them up and put them in that ASWF library, and I'm not going to be at ringside. I'm going to be just real close, real close. Just put it that way. And I'm going to let them, Michael, I'm going to let them, I'm just going to take it a little further. I'm not going to be at ringside. I already told my boys, you just take it the full throttle way, and you do it without me. When you take me out of the equation, that means you're in big trouble.
That's definitely kind of scary there, Double J. I mean, we've seen you, you said it many times, and you've driven the point home, when you're not there, who's going to control full throttle? And in a match like TLC, I mean, I've said it before and I'll say it again, there is not much, I can't really think of a more devastating match that you can go through than a TLC match. It's definitely, if not a career ender, it's a career shortener. And without you there to, you know, kind of keep them under control, full throttle is going to be dangerous this Saturday night.
Most definitely, Michael. It's going to be proven. And I'm going to prove that point again. When I'm not there, it's going to be proven. This is a Saturday night. Everybody needs to be there to see ASWF against the world. It's going to be one of them matches, PLCs. And you got Mike Anthony against Action, calling out Action Jackson. And many more. Like I said, Hot Rod is going back after his belt. There's a lot of packed action right there. And an only place to be, right there Saturday night, 7 o'clock. Tickets $5. Bell time, 7 o'clock. Like I said, ASWF is worldwide and always going to be right there and number one in the promotion of ASWF.
Definitely true here. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and wrap things up here a little bit early tonight. And we're going to go ahead and start with the final thoughts. I'm going to go ahead and start off with my final thought. My final thought is this. There is not one place you would rather be than the Valiant Arena in Tuckerman, Arkansas. Like Double J said, $5 to get in the door. You, kids, I think it's 6 and under are free. You got a lot of things. We're going to see what happens with the new ASWF champion, Seth Sabre. We're going to see Action Jackson and Mike Anthony. Those boiling tensions are going to come to a head this Saturday night when Mike Anthony calls out Action Jackson, John Allen. The international champion, Excalibur, Hot Rod is hot on his heels, ladies and gentlemen. And then you got the TLC match. Like, I mean, you can't say it enough how dangerous of a matchup this will be between Full Throttle and Lethal Injection, not to mention the just the hatred between both of these teams. So we will see a war for those ASWF tag team titles in the TLC matchup. So like I keep saying, is there anywhere else you'd rather be other than the Valiant Arena in Tuckerman, Arkansas, this Saturday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time? That's all I got to say about this Saturday night. That's my final thought. Double J, real quick, give me your final thought for this Saturday's Against the World.
My final thought is Full Throttle will prevail. We'll show the world against ASWF Against the World who is the most dangerous dominant tag team in the Mid-South. And that's going to be Full Throttle. And recapping everything, I can't wait to see what Seth Sabre's words are going to be, if he's got anything against what Dale Tucker said on him 2 weeks ago about him being a nobody. I can't wait to see that action there. I can't wait to see what Mike Anthony has to say to Action Jackson real soon this Saturday night. What's he going to say? How Action is going to go back and call, answer that call, being called out, see how big of a man he is. And also, big things are coming this Saturday night. You don't want to miss it. Destruction is on the loose, and we're prevailing, and we got more to prove and nothing more but destruction behind us. Join us this Saturday night live right there at the Valiant Arena. Like Brad said, always conveniently at 201 right there. Tuckerman, Arkansas, tickets just $5. I mean, everybody else you see is $6, $7, $10. But right there at the Valiant Arena, and always a family show, right there at the Valiant Arena, Tuckerman, Arkansas, 7 o'clock. You don't want to miss this. And I'm telling you, since TJ's going to be laid up in the bed, you better turn that dial up and watch what I got. And I'm telling you, you don't want to miss this. And also, that's my final thought, is Joey, I wish you nothing but the best. You're in my thoughts and prayers. I hope everything's going well. I'll be checking on you soon. And we love you, brother. We hope you wish you a speedy recovery in my heart, my thoughts, and all the rest of the ASWF. Yeah, thank you.
Double J, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, sorry. Minor technical difficulties again. Outlaw TJ Wells, real quick, give me your final thought on this Saturday. We know you are unable, no matter how much you want to be, we know you're unable to be quick Saturday night world. So, Saturday night, ASWF presents against.
Well, Michael, like y'all said, it's going to be a packed show, and yeah, by doctor's orders, I'm not allowed to do anything right now, so I will not be attending the show, which really blows. But, like you said, you have the TLC match with Full Throttle. You got the golden ticket floating around with Sexy Ricks. You've got so much action planned for this night. It's going to be a show you really don't want to miss. And I'd like to send my condolences out to Brad and his family. And I have to agree with Double J. I'd like to thank about everybody putting Joey in his prayers. He is a good man. He's always been there. He's always been for ASWF, and he needs prayers. And I wish everybody a good week, and I hope they pack the house Saturday night for the show.
Well, that's definitely true. Once again, we'd like to end the show by sending out our condolences to our brother, Bad Brad Hicks. We're thinking about you, and the same with you, Commissioner Joey Britt. We'll see you this Saturday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, start time, ASWF and Ring Revolution Radio. We're against the world. Good night, everyone.